Sabbath greetings. Today I will be speaking about the testimony of peace. To begin, let's talk about the meaning of the word peace. Peace means to maintain order, refrain from creating a disturbance, non-hostile, and free from antagonism. The word peace sounds sweet, easy, and simple. However, the force or strength behind this word when it is executed is very powerful. Those who show peace or bring about peace are called peacemakers and will be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. However, on the contrary, when peace is absent, there are wars, murders, tumults, brother against brother, sister against sister, and distractions that cause discord and strife. A disruption of peace is often brought about by unsavory behavior, but more often by an untamed tongue. As children of God, our behavior must be circumspect. We must be careful in our actions and motives. We must walk within the laws of God in order to discern what is pleasing to our Holy Father and avoid the pitfalls of Satan. God hates actions or behaviors that cause peace to be broken. Proverbs 6:16-19. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Life brings about many situations in which our ability to keep peace or be peaceful will be challenged. One may be met with fury or harsh words that may be very upsetting and cause anger. But Ephesians 4:26-27 tells us to be angry and sin not, and not to give place to the devil. When Satan presents a situation in which your very words can escalate a tense situation or abate it, remember, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stirreth up anger, Proverbs 15:1. Romans 12:17-18 warns us to recompense to no man evil for evil, and if it be possible, live peaceably with all men. 1 Corinthians 14:33 tells us that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And as children of God, we must be free of confusion. We must bring forth peace. Hebrews 12:14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. In Psalms 15:1-3, David writes, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And this is the answer. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. A peacemaker shall be called a child of God, and inherit the kingdom of God. I will end with 1 Peter 3:8-11. Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are there unto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace.